This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts.
Okay, here's what's happening. All right, my turn. I'm going to come around right now with a plastic bag. Don't turn your phone off yet, but what I want you to do is I'll come around with markers as well. I want you to write your name really legibly on the bag for me.
About 50 11th grade students at St. Edward's in Vero Beach are doing the unthinkable. They're turning over their phones to their English teacher, Louise Kennedy.
They will give me their phone. They will text something from their phone so that I know that the chip is in the phone. The SIM card is there. They haven't just taken it out and given me a blank phone. They turn it off. They put it in a Ziploc bag with their name. It goes into a secure box, and then the sheriff's department helps me lock it up in a school building so they do not have access to their phone for the week. So what kinds of things are you going through? Are any of you panicking right now at the idea of giving me your phone? A little bit?
Yeah.
What are you thinking is going to be the hardest part about this?
The time.
The time? The length of time?
No, like, I'm like, oh, what time is it?
Oh, not knowing what time it is. You know, there's a thing called a watch. Do any of you wear anything?
This is the second year Kennedy is doing this project, and she says it kind of started as an accident.
Well, last year I made a comment in class about cell phones, and I said, gosh, you guys really can't put these things away, can you? And, well, you know, it's really hard, Miss Kennedy. And I said, I'd almost be willing to give you extra credit to put them away. Would you? And I said, well, would you? And they said, well, yeah, that'd be great. So we constructed this project together, and we agreed that a week, it needed to be a week. And we agreed it needed to also include a weekend, although that's very hard for them.
This year, Kennedy says she was surprised when students asked her to repeat the project. She says they don't have to do it, and they need permission from their parents if they do. Because, Kennedy says, students aren't the only ones who depend on those phones.
Because they didn't know where their kids were, they couldn't get answers to questions right away. They realize, I think, that, and a couple of parents said to me, wow, I didn't realize how much time I spend managing my kid, even when they're not with me. And they didn't like it. They didn't like not having that, but I think it was healthy for them to see how much managing they do through those phones.
Don't worry about it too much is the advice student Tommy Nelson has for those who are now without their phones. He took part last year and says he found using his phone was a crutch. And when he didn't have it...
I started reading more, and it was nice to do that. I read more. I did my schoolwork to the best of my abilities instead of maybe texting throughout the homework. I was actually sitting down and focusing for an hour or 2 hours on it.
Student Julie Young has just handed over her phone, and she says she's ready for this challenge.
I feel okay. I'm not that worried about it. Just in terms, I think it'll help me kind of be able to bond and communicate with the people around me better. Like, in terms of when we're spending time together, no one's going to be focused just on their phones. Like, they'll be able to live in the moment a little bit more. So I think that'll be pretty cool.
Some of the students do admit they're concerned about getting up on time in the morning without the alarm on their phone, and about getting places without Google Maps. Teacher Louise Kennedy says she previously found a consistent theme of girls feeling insecure in situations such as pumping gas without having their phone handy for calling help if they feel they need it. The students will be getting their phones back next Wednesday. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.